The American South has been recognized for its writers and musicians, like William Faulkner, Louis Armstrong, and Hank Williams. We begin our weekly series profiling some of the next generation of Southern artists. NPR's David Malpas talks with a native Mississippian who worries Southerners are losing their bearings.
Singer-songwriter Kate Campbell is on a mission. As she sees it, rural life is not just fading from sight, it's fading from memory. So she has set out to preserve her memories growing up in the tiny Delta town of Sledge, Mississippi, an hour's drive south from Memphis. In a mixture of soulful and playful tunes on 5 CDs, Campbell's South includes a beautician named Sissy, who had the worst hairdo in town. She sings about people who dreamed of taking vacations in Rock City and knew how to comfort each other in times of grief. Kate Campbell, who's in her 30s now, can be loosely described as a country folk singer influenced by Bob Dylan with a twist of Al Green. Music critics have lauded the sparse but vivid details in her writing and her pure, earnest voice. A Boston Globe reviewer said simply, if Eudora Welty wrote songs, they would probably sound a lot like this. Although Campbell lives in a city now, Nashville, she says her early childhood years in Sledge really shaped her, and she's still fascinated by the everyday rituals of people who live in out-of-the-way places. She wants to convey that their lives are as full as anyone's.
This notion of individual lives, where we live and die, sometimes we don't do great things, we just make it day to day. And there's something about rural people and small town people and people in Baptist churches that touch me in that way. And still, it also connects us all.
On a recent visit back to her Mississippi hometown, some women from the Baptist church came out to greet Campbell. Her father had been the pastor there.
I said, hey, Judy, come here. This is Kate Campbell. Kitty Henry. This is Judy Bailey. She used to be Judy Hale. She is now.
I knew you when you were. For just a short time.
Back then, 200 people would turn out for Sunday school. Now, fewer than 30 do. Mabel Workman tells Kate, lots of people have gone on to be with the Lord or just moved to bigger towns. When Kate Campbell walks down Main Street in Sledge now, she hardly recognizes the place.
To me, it just looks like a war zone. And this building I'm standing in front of right now is just totally gone.
Several stores have been reduced to piles of rubble, the brick and timber sold and hauled away. Other buildings are still standing but are so unstable they have danger signs on them.
All that's left is Fred's. There's a Western Auto down there. And then there's this little filling station.
Kind of pitiful.
It is. You just don't think about it.
But there's still people that live here and
there's
call this
still people
home.
Who live here. I mean, this girl just walked by with something from the grocery.
A few miles up the way, where the two-lane blacktop turns into a four-lane highway, is Tunica, one of the towns in the area that has thrived by turning cotton fields into casinos. At least one gets the impression of prosperity from all the billboard signs promising easy money ahead. Kate Campbell put that into song, too.
I keep thinking about my children.
Much of Campbell's music has an air of sadness and ambivalence about the South. That's especially true in her portrayals of the region's racial struggles. She's among the first generation of white Southerners to have grown up entirely in integrated schools. She knows about the violence of the 1960s, mostly from television replays, but feels haunted by those images and by the people who stood on the sidelines while the enforcers of segregation did their dirty work. As Campbell sees it, though, a turning point came with the 1963 bombing of a church in Birmingham that killed four little black girls.
I think that was a very crucial time because it was so horrific that for some people, until that time, they just didn't want to acknowledge, this can't be all right. I'm talking about white Southerners. I just think they were in turmoil.
One deadly blast shattered the peace, making for a dark Sunday morning on 16th Street. Who can explain such ignorant hate when the violence buried away, buried away, buried away, merciful Jesus.
In her latest CD, Kate Campbell sings only gospel songs, some Baptist standards, and some new tunes that aren't likely to make it into the hymn book anytime soon. One song imagines Jesus and the disciples belting out a soul number just after the Last Supper. Another combines three major themes of Southern culture: temptation, the devil, and fishing.
There's vices and voodoo always enticing you from the day that you're born till the day you leave this world. The devil's got a line for you for sure, and 10,000 lures.
Kate Campbell says the devil was very real in the culture she grew up with, and she's unapologetic about making him real in her music. While she's not aiming to evangelize anyone, she is finding new meaning in all parts of her heritage, including religious roots.
There was a point when I was growing up where I didn't understand that I still had some distinctiveness. So now it means that I'm owning up to it. It's okay for me. You know what? I am from Mississippi. You can't take that away.
In the jacket liner of the CD, there is a quote from Deuteronomy about the duty to love the stranger in your midst. That seems to be what Kate Campbell is doing, loving the stranger in her Southern past, holding on to the bitter and the sweet. David Malpas, NPR News, Sledge, Mississippi.